EP052, Palo Alto Networks just bought an AI gateway, what it means for every developer. Hey everyone, welcome back to AI DevTools, the Crazy Router podcast. I'm your AI host, and today we're covering a deal that just shook the AI infrastructure world. On April 30th, Palo Alto Networks announced it's acquiring Portkey, one of the most well-known AI gateway startups. This is a big deal, and not just for enterprise security. Let's unpack why. First, some context. Portkey has been building what they call an AI gateway, a control plane that sits between your applications and your LLM providers. It handles routing, observability, guardrails, cost tracking, and failover across providers like OpenAI, Anthropic, Google, and others. If you've worked with AI APIs at scale, you know this layer is essential. Portkey was serving over 200 enterprises, processing billions of tokens monthly. Now Palo Alto Networks, the cybersecurity giant, is folding Portkey into Prisma AIRS, their AI runtime security platform. The press release calls the AI gateway a mission-critical control plane for autonomous agents. That language matters. They're not positioning this as a nice-to-have developer tool. They're saying every enterprise running AI agents needs a gateway layer, and they want to own it. So what does this mean for the AI gateway space? Three things. Number one, validation. When a $120 billion cybersecurity company acquires a gateway startup, it tells the market that AI gateways are infrastructure, not features. This isn't a plugin or a library. It's a category. Every serious AI deployment needs routing, fallback, cost controls, and observability. That's now an established fact, not a pitch deck claim. Number two, the enterprise security angle changes the game. Portkey was already enterprise-focused, charging anywhere from $500 to $10,000 a month. But inside Palo Alto, the gateway becomes a security enforcement point. Think about it. Every API call from an AI agent passes through the gateway. That means you can enforce policies, detect prompt injection, block sensitive data exfiltration, and audit every interaction. For regulated industries like finance and healthcare, this is exactly what compliance teams have been asking for. Number three, and this is where it gets interesting for independent developers, the acquisition creates a gap. Portkey was one of the few gateways that served both enterprises and smaller teams. Now it's going deep into enterprise security. That leaves a wide open lane for developer-focused gateways that prioritize simplicity, cost savings, and broad model access. This is exactly where tools like CrazyRouter fit. Not every team needs a Prisma AIRS deployment with enterprise security policies. A lot of developers just want one API key that works with every model, transparent pricing, and automatic failover. The Portkey acquisition actually makes the case stronger for lightweight developer-first gateways. The enterprise tier is getting absorbed into security platforms. The developer tier needs its own home. Let's also talk about what this signals for the broader AI agent ecosystem. Palo Alto's press release specifically mentions autonomous agents, not chatbots, not copilots, but agents that take actions independently. When agents are making API calls, executing code, and interacting with external services on their own, the gateway becomes the choke point where you enforce trust. It's like a firewall for AI behavior. This is a pattern we're going to see more of. As AI agents become more autonomous, the infrastructure around them, gateways, observability, guardrails, becomes more valuable. We saw it with cloud computing. First came the compute, then came the management and security layers. AI is following the same trajectory. For developers, here's the practical takeaway. If you're building AI-powered applications, you should have a gateway layer in your stack. Whether it's for cost optimization, provider redundancy, or just not wanting to rewrite your code every time you switch models. The question is, which gateway fits your needs? If you're an enterprise with strict security requirements, the Palo Alto / Portkey combination will probably be compelling once it ships. If you're a startup, an indie developer, or a team that just wants to ship fast with the best models at the best prices, that's a different tool. That's where CrazyRouter lives. One key, 300 plus models, pay-as-you-go pricing, no platform fees. The AI gateway market just got its first major acquisition. It won't be the last. The infrastructure layer for AI is being built right now, and the companies that nail developer experience while keeping costs low are going to win the next wave. That's the show for today. if you want to try an AI gateway without the enterprise price tag, head to crazyrouter.com. See you next episode.